You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Officials are keeping a close eye on a Waukesha County dam that could cause flooding. The DNR says the Merton Millpond Dam is in a level 2 emergency state, meaning it has a high risk of failure. However, they do say they can fix it and put in reinforcements. People along the Bark River near Heartland are being told to watch water levels as the water could rise and impact homes in the floodplain. It's an area in northern Waukesha County. While there's a rush to clear out the mess, the mayor says be careful.
First and foremost, I want to make sure that everybody still is cautious. Remain cautious and be careful. Be careful when you're cleaning up. Be careful when you're around open water. Be careful when you're around down electrical lines as well. We want to make sure that everybody in this community is safe as we continue the recovery efforts and cleanup here in Milwaukee after the floods.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson gave an update on the city's response to the flooding at a press conference yesterday. He said he needs people to report the damage.
We're collecting data in support of a federal disaster declaration. So if members of the public share information about damage to their property, that can help out, actually, in our application. So if you have damage to your property, please make sure you report that. Please make sure you share that. It'll be useful in our application for our federal disaster declaration. And you can do that simply by calling 211.
The press conference included information about the extended hours at the City of Milwaukee drop-off sites and expanded roadside pickup process. Also at the podium, the Milwaukee City Librarian. Joan Johnson said 6 library branches took heavy hits, with 3 now closed: Village Square, Bayview, and East Branch. Officials say they're working to reopen them as soon as it's safe. Again, to report damage or seek assistance, call 211. The Red Cross is giving people in Milwaukee a place to regroup. 2 shelters are up and running, one at Holler Park on the south side, another at the Washington Senior Center on the west side. The charity says the locations are open for food, shelter, or even just a quick phone charge. Volunteers started going neighborhood to neighborhood yesterday, handing out cleanup kits to help with the mess. Red Cross officials say they'll keep the doors open as long as people need help. The reason you see those trucks on the Barstow Bridge in Waukesha is to keep the bridge from lifting up and away. Floodwaters on the Fox are near record highs, with Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow declaring a state of emergency. The Fox River is approaching a 2008 record. Crews brought in a claw machine of sorts to clear debris from under the bridge to help with flow. Area streets and the DNR service center nearby are flooded and closed, while city workers are still trying to protect buildings. The Fox in that area is expected to crest tomorrow morning. Milwaukee police are investigating after a deadly accident downtown yesterday. It happened near the Milwaukee Public Market, with a semi turning onto North Broadway, hitting a 39-year-old walking in the crosswalk. Officers say the driver remained at the scene and is cooperating with police. The DA's office says they're reviewing the case. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball: the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with 5 home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his 9th home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Jays. NFL: the word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know, until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week, and then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays versus Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kregers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about three quarters of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complemented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high in the upper 70s to right around 80 this afternoon. There may be a little more of that hazy smoke from wildfires out there again today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.